we're seeing issues where ICE offices, Immigration and Customs Enforcement, Border Patrol, and now a Florida citizenship office, a woman tossed a lit Molotov cocktail into the lobby of a U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services office. This happened in Oakland Park here in Florida. Fortunately, no one was injured, according to the report. By the way, a copy of that report was sent to the Trump administration officials, and it was viewed by the Associated Press, which is where I'm getting the story. The woman walked into the office Friday afternoon and hurled a bottle filled with gasoline and a lit fuse. The fortunate thing here is that the fuse disconnected from the bottle, and it did not ignite. The law enforcement officials believe the woman intended to cause harm, but the incident was not related to other ones where Homeland Security agents were targeted. So this is just a one-off thing. Apparently, because we're looking at information here from the acting director of Citizenship and Immigration, who handles legal immigration, said in a tweet that the incident was, quote, just another example of the use of violence in place of debate by those who oppose proper application of our immigration laws. The funny thing is, the people that oppose legal immigration are not those that have gone through the immigration process. Anyone that's gone through the immigration process is apparently more than happy to support the way it's been done, to continue the process of legal immigration for other immigrants. They don't want people cutting in the line or getting health care and cash and stipends to cover the cost of living expenses, rent, food, water, bills all being paid. Now, this woman in this particular office, her name was Cecilia Hunt. Security officers did handcuff her, and she was taken into custody by Federal Protective Service officers who arrested her. Court documents said the incident was also captured on surveillance video. When we come back, there's a few other incidents that we'll talk about briefly about people that have been assaulting customs agents, officers, immigration services, places where legal immigration is processed. They run out of things to say. You can only scream racism so many times, I suppose, before you throw a bottle of gasoline with a lit fuse through an office window.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.